Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
The mother of a young Donegal woman raped and murdered in India 6 years ago fears she won't see justice for her daughter. It's after Indian police this morning failed to produce the murder accused of Danielle McLaughlin in court for a seventh consecutive time due to staffing shortages, they say. Danielle's family say they feel let down by the Irish government, with the Taoiseach Micheál Martin now being urged to intervene with his Indian counterparts. Our reporter Barry Lenehan has more on this. And Barry, you've been speaking to the family of Danielle McLaughlin.
And in 2017, 28-year-old Danielle McLaughlin set off from her home here near Buncrana on the 8,000-kilometre journey to India, Cormac. However, a short few weeks later, her remains were found in a secluded spot in Goa, an area popular with holidaymakers. She'd be left with injuries so bad as to be unrecognisable, and a local man, Vikat Vagat, was charged with the rape and murder of Danielle. He pleaded not guilty. And while legal proceedings opened shortly after Danielle was found, Vagat's trial has only continued intermittently since, leaving Danielle's mother, Andrea, and sister, Jolene, struggling to move on.
She loved seeing different people and meeting different people and exploring different countries. And she would always try and learn the language. And she would eat their food and try it like she was in India. That's when she went to say that then to go vegetarian. No, she always, literally always contacted home, contacted either me or her sister Jolene, just to find out what we were at and how we were, but also to let us know what she was at. She went to Nepal during the earthquake and helped build the schools. She'd done a retreat, but it was a no talking. And Danielle was a big talker. I didn't think she'd do it. I thought she would last a day, two maximum. A month later, she sent me a photo of her with a cup of coffee. I don't know. I was so proud of her, but so shocked.
She wanted to be a yoga teacher, wasn't
it? Yeah, she wanted to become a yoga teacher and learn in India. But to travel on then, that September or so, they moved to Canada. That was the plan. Canada, the way she was chatting, was going to be her last country she was going to.
What was she like as a sister?
She acted like a mother to us. She was very involved. Even though she was traveling the world, she would make sure that she always kind of checked in, had to be updated constantly. If we did anything, she had to be the first to know. She could be very strict at times, even more strict than mommy sometimes.
Back in March 2017, you were in contact with her right up until before you found out.
I was in contact with her. Told me she was in South Goa because she'd been in North Goa the day before. Just they let me know that she was safe and that was Holly that day, and that she was with her friends, and she was also with her friend Vagat, who she referred to as a brother, and that is accused.
That last message she sent to you, you still have?
I still have her messages, and I still would message her for to let her know what's going on. I don't know why I do it, but I just do it. And I send her photos of the gears and what's going on. I know they'll never be read, but just my way kind of keep contact.
You don't believe she is gone in some respects?
Times I don't want to believe it, and I just believe that she's still travelling the world and that she's just not been in contact for a wee while. It's hard to accept what happened to her, because Danielle would have been so trusting.
Even when she was told the worst in people, she would always say, but sure, maybe there's a reason why they did that. She always just wanted to see the good in people.
That adds to the pain about what did happen to her, doesn't it?
It does. It's hard to believe that someone that she did trust, that she still wanted to see the good in them and believed in them, and then it was brought against her then.
She was unsure about going this time, but she decided to go. She only went over on the 23rd of February, and she was found on the 14th of March.
Now, Vagat's trial has been beset by delays, meaning 6 years on, Cormac, it's only a third of the way through. And recently, police, they've been unable to produce him in court due to a shortage of escort staff. The accused also previously took a successful legal challenge that he didn't have to wear handcuffs to court, meaning extra police are required. And most frustratingly of all for Andrea and Jolene, it can sometimes take up to a week to hear what actually happened in the trial.
It's on for 30 minutes, maybe if you're lucky, twice a month. But a lot of the time the court doesn't go ahead because the accused, one of the times they couldn't find in the jail. At other times they have no guards to take them to the court. The last six times they've been nobody. They've 2 weeks to fix somebody to take them to court, and they don't seem to have that set in stone. And I'm unsure because it was only last summer there was guards found and charged with taking and drugs to them in the jail. How can this happen? Like, it's hard to accept as a mother. How do you not find somebody in jail? They're in jail, like they're not on a holiday.
So you asked for a video link which would be the norm in some jurisdictions, to be able to see the proceedings from here in Buncrana, what was going on in India, but you were told you couldn't have that.
We've asked on numerous occasions for this video link. We've always been told no. They've no way of doing it in the courthouse, but they've ways of doing it for him. All I want to do is to be able to view the court and to see what's going on. But that possibility hasn't happened. No, it's very hard. What, in 15, I think it took nearly over a year for him to finish due to delays in the court case. And most of these delays are due to the accused.
Court case, as you say, opened not long after Danielle passed in 2017. 58 witnesses it's supposed to hear from, and it's only heard fully from 15 at this stage.
Yeah. It makes you think, then, how many years are we chatting before this will be over? We could be chatting another 6, maybe 12 years. So I have 18 years altogether. Am I even going to see the end sometimes? Makes you think. And what happens at the end if he's only gets sentenced to a specific number? Is he going to be able to walk free? After he's already done it, he's done a sentence. The sentence he's doing now as a accused person, if he was found guilty, he would go, it would be hard labour, which would be a different part of the jail.
It's just so surreal to believe that we're still waiting on a result after all these years, that nothing really has come to fruition, that we're still no further forward than we were 5 years ago, 6 years ago. It's still the same thing. We don't know how it's going to end, when it's going to end. So much has happened since the start of the court case. Like, I was still in secondary school. Now I finished college. I'm just working. Like, I'm getting on with my life, and yet we're still no further forward. It's still the same thing every day, and it's just so hard that we still can't really get over it. We can't have our, you know, justice for Danielle. And it's just so hard knowing that court is still going on. And we don't know when it will end.
Justice for Danielle, what would that mean as well?
For us, we don't really say justice that much, because at the end of the day, we'll never get true justice, because Danielle can never be a mother. She can never live her life. Whereas we'd rather just the whole world knows the truth of what happened to her and that they know who she is.
My goodness. And Barry, developments just to hand in this case too.
Yes, since I met Andrea and Jolene earlier, it's emerged how Indian police failed to produce Danielle's murder accused to court for a 7th consecutive time due to a shortage of police escort staff, meaning Vagat hasn't stood trial since the 27th of February. Now, court papers show he's scheduled to appear again at Court Margao in Goa on May 19th. But this latest delay, it comes despite a recent high-level meeting between Irish and British diplomats. Danielle also held a British passport at a senior Indian minister in an effort to expedite the trial. And Andrea and Jolie, they feel the Irish government can now do more. They met Leo Varadkar in his previous term as Taoiseach and feel commitments for both them personally and other families who've lost loved ones abroad, they haven't been fully honoured.
We were promised that it could be fast-tracked, which never happened, because it's still going at a snail's pace. I would like it to be fast-tracked. I would like to be able to view it. And a few weeks ago, I wasn't getting any information. Their systems were down. They literally contact somebody in Goa for them to find out what was happening in court. And they weren't getting back to you for about a week later.
But can the government do more to help this case along?
When they're out in Goa, because they have been a few times now, that they would actually make a presence at the court case, so that at least the Goa government knows that Ireland do care, that Danielle isn't forgotten here, that then maybe it could be fast-tracked, knowing that there is a presence that is very high profile. But so far there's been nothing. There is so much more that they could be doing that they just won't. It would actually help fast track it, and maybe then we'd actually get answers. Maybe it would be over in the next year. They haven't really even talked to the government properly to see about fast tracking officially.
Fast tracking is possible. You've looked at other cases. Yeah. There have been other high profile cases in India, similar cases which have been fast tracked.
And also that we were told before about how we could actually get video link. Nothing's happened. They haven't moved it. At least then, if the government actually officially got involved and made a presence known out there, then maybe we would have everything we actually did ask for at the very beginning. And it's just so hard. It's just another thing that Danielle isn't getting. All their promises, if they actually obtained them for us, then at least we knew that they cared about Danielle just as much as we do. And that's why we won't stop fighting until Danielle's name is heard and that they will bring justice for her.
Hopeful or confident going forward that something might change?
I am never confident anymore, because we've been misled a lot of times in the past. So now we just wait and see, and we hope that things will change. That's all we can do, is hope. We have been let down too much in the past.
The passage of time carries so many risks as well in terms of getting that justice for Danielle, doesn't it?
Witnesses move on. Witnesses suddenly forget stuff, because at 6 years ago. So people do forget to get minor things. They have no relevance to them. Things are changing. Like some of them witnesses were UK residents. They have left Goa long ago and some of them will never be back in Goa.
But it's just making sure that we actually have people behind us, as we're only just a small family from Donegal. We can't change the world without other people's help, the government's help, the embassies. So far we haven't had that. So how can we get the answers we need and deserve?
Danielle McLaughlin's mother Andrea and sister Jolene, and given recent developments, local Sinn Féin TD Padraic McLaughlin says the Foreign Affairs Minister must intervene.
Delay after delay, and we do need the Irish government now to be there, present, to work with the British authorities. She did hold two passports, but she's an Irish citizen first and foremost. Some of the stuff that's been going on is outrageous, and it's just absolutely disrespectful in the strongest possible way. There's a family at home who've lost their beloved daughter. There's a community who's lost a beloved member of our community. To say the Indian government have a lot to answer for here.
And you've been raising Danielle's case in the Dáil this week with the Taoiseach Micheál Martin. What did you say?
The family have been consistently unhappy with the level of support that's there from day one. They also asked for Micheál Martin to meet with the family again to get a fresh perspective on that. Now, he hasn't agreed to do that, and I'm going to ask him again.
And that's Padraic McLaughlin of Sinn Féin. What's the Department of Foreign Affairs saying this evening, Barry?
A spokesperson for the department saying ensuring a quick conclusion to the court case is a significant priority for the government, and it says the department has raised this case with the relevant local authorities in India, expressing its concern at the pace of the trial and its impact on Danielle McLaughlin's family.
Barry Lenehan in Donegal, thank you very much indeed.